Esto no es jazz.
Regresamos. Esto no es jazz, Tónica, la nota fundamental de la música. Y vamos a mandar algunos saludos aquí a la gente que nos escucha, que por cierto ya estamos a punto de entrar a estas semanas de descanso, pues para que lleguemos recargados, ¿no? Con mejores vibras, con mejor intención sobre las cosas y por supuesto con más ganas de escuchar música. Vamos a tener una pausa el próximo lunes, ya que tendremos programación grabada, sí, pregrabada, perdón, como parte de toda la pausa que hace el sistema de Radio Universidad de Guadalajara. Entonces, pues este es el programa para poder cerrar y continuamos en dos semanas. Vamos a mandar un saludo por ahí a todas las personas que pues sintonizan semana con semana este programa. Gracias por escucharnos, gracias por mandarnos siempre mensajitos, por seguir ahí la página. Recuerden, también tenemos toda esta música, la tenemos en Spotify, en el playlist Esto No Es Jazz, Gil Cervantes. Entonces, si gustan, pues vayan por ahí, pongan el playlist para cuando estén haciendo cosas, estén simplemente con ganas de escuchar buena música. Vamos a escuchar ahora en este segundo bloque a un grupo noruego que me encanta, a mí me encanta. Y pues bueno, este está, es un trío, se llama Elephant 9. Es un trío noruego de jazz rock neopsicodélico, qué sé yo, progresivo, que se formó en el 2006 bajo el nombre de Storlocken. Y eventualmente cambió su nombre a Elephant Nine después del primer año que estuvieron juntos. Bueno, ellos tienen una manera muy peculiar de abordar la música creativa y la música improvisada, ¿no? Entonces vamos a escucharles, vamos a darles este espacio y recuerden, si les gusta la música, seguirlos y compartir música. Pues bueno, vamos a arrancar este segundo bloque. Esto no es jazz.
Thank you. jazz. Esto no es jazz.
Síncopa global. Asimetrías y sonoridades.
Esto no es jazz.
Con Gil Cervantes.
Hasta la próxima.
Esto no es jazz.
Fundación Tónica presenta
Tónica, la nota fundamental de la música, con Gil Cervantes.
¿Qué tal? Buenas noches. Espero se encuentren muy bien. Mi nombre es Gilberto Cervantes. Esto no es jazz. Tónica, la nota fundamental de la música. Y esta noche vamos a estar escuchando dos artistas, pues en este giro, de alguna manera, ¿cómo lo podemos decir? Neopsicodélico, jazz rock, en fin, tipo de programación que nos gusta en Esto no es jazz, en la barra semanal. Como primer elemento, primer bloque, vamos a escuchar a James Francis. Él es un pianista, compositor, tecladista, arreglista de jazz del vecino país de Norteamérica, de Estados Unidos. Él creció en Houston y se mudó a Nueva York para continuar sus estudios musicales. Y después de actuaciones y grabaciones en varios, con varios músicos, su primer álbum como líder fue lanzado en el 2018 en el sello de Blue Note Records. Vamos a escuchar algunos temas de James Francis y regresamos. Vamos a dejarlos, vamos a dejar correr los beats sin ninguna interrupción para después del corte regresar con ustedes. Esto no es jazz, recuerden. Todos los lunes en punto de las 10 de la noche.
I was born in an area of Houston, Texas, known as the Fort Ward at that time. Currently, that area is called Midtown. There's quite a bit of difference from the time that I lived there and there is right now. Fort Ward at that time was just a convergence of dilapidated old buildings. Those buildings were deserted by early Houstonians, but it was called something else at the time. It wasn't called Fort Ward. Fort Ward was originally called Freedman's Town. It was an area of town set aside for freed black people from all over Texas. However, after a period of time, that area became so valuable that it was reclaimed by the ruling class. It was retaken by white people. I have pictures that can show what it looked like prior to this point. And you would be amazed. You could not recognize. I lived at the corner of Arthur and Rutherford at 1400 Arthur Street. I have a picture of 1400 Arthur Street I'd love for you to see. And go to that area and find that corner and compare the two. We literally lived in the shadows of downtown Houston. Those buildings, we were within blocks of those buildings currently. Fort Ward at the time was a community. We were poor,
But everybody was poor, so you didn't know how poor or bad off you were. If you saw a neighbor with holes in his shoes, you didn't criticize him, because you had a pair of shoes, hand-downs from your brother, that had holes in them. But you didn't care. My mom worked several jobs for several different families, just to make ends meet, just to bring food home. Sometimes we would have to wait all day until she came home so she could bring the leftovers from the meals that she had prepared for her employers. She'd wash clothes on the side to make extra money, wash and iron for just general people. They weren't rich people. They were working class people. She'd work 2 hours here, and maybe in one day she might work for two or three different families, maybe even four families, just to make enough money to put food on the table. Dad was a hustler. Plain and simple, he was a hustler. Whatever it take to make a dollar, he tried. He just always said that, hey, I'll probably die broke and hungry, but I won't die tired, broke, and hungry. He did die broke. He wasn't hungry. He wasn't tired either by then. He had found a regular job, and he qualified for Social Security when he became 65. So that was the story. Looking back on my life, I cringe when I think about some of the things and woes that the people like me had to endure and suffer not too long ago. When I think about these things, some of these incidents, I'm unsure whether or not I should consider my longevity a curse or a blessing. In my lifetime, I have lived to see the cruelty and lynching of people just like me, both legally and illegally. I've also been blessed to see the election of a U.S. president who looks a lot like me. My life can be described as a continual period of me trying to wrap my head around life and what it should be, and living in a time of cruel and unusual influences. Yet here I am, somewhat bruised, but still here among the old school survivors, alive and witnessing static change. A term that I use to describe evolution of time, when it seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Thank you.
Esto no es jazz.